今天下午跟大家一起来学习在神凡事都能。
This afternoon I'd like to share the topic with God, all things are possible.
当我们想到这个题目，我们常常会想到这一句话是用来勉励一个人生病或者犯规或者遇到重大的困难啊，我们用这一句话来勉励。
When we think about this topic, we often use this phrase as an encouragement or comfort to those who are ill or for those who are in trouble.
事实上，人间有很多问题，人是没有办法解决的。
But in this world, there are many problems that we are unable to solve.
但是在神凡事都能。
But with God, all things are possible.
如果我们懂得靠近神，我们就会有很多体验。
If we know how to draw near to God, we will experience that.
但是主耶稣在讲这一句话的时候，我们来想想看，他是对谁讲的？为什么这样讲？
But when Jesus was saying this phrase, let us consider who he was speaking to and why he said what he said.
我们看马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 19.
马太福音十九章
Matthew
19 25节
Matthew 19 verse 25
马太福音十九章二十五节
Matthew 19:25
门徒听见这个话就稀奇得很说这样谁能得救呢这里门徒问主耶稣一个问题
Verse 25 the disciples asked the Lord a question
说这样谁能得救呢
They said who then can be saved?
为什么主耶稣为什么门徒会这样问
Why would the disciples ask him this question?
因为二十四节
Because in verse 24
主耶稣在提到得救的问题
Jesus talked about how to be saved
我要告诉你们骆驼穿过针的眼比财主信神的国还容易
He says again I say to you it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God
24节主耶稣在讲进天国很难啊。
Verse 24, Lord Jesus describes how difficult it is to enter heaven.
不是不可能啊，但是很难。
It's not impossible, but it is indeed difficult.
怎么难法呢
？And how is it difficult?
比骆驼穿过的针眼还难。
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
这个骆驼穿过针眼哦，有几个解释。
And there are several explanations for the camel going through an eye of a needle.
其中有一个解释就是当时这个城都是有城墙围住的。
One explanation is that during those days, in every city wall, they are surrounded by the city wall.
那白天这个大门打开来。
And in the daytime, the gates are opened.
所以车子、马车、人这个进进出出很方便。
And so carts and chariots are able to move in and out freely.
那到太阳下山以后，为着要安全，这个大门就关起来。
And when the sun sets, for safety reasons, they close the gates to the city.
那旁边就留下一个小门。
And then on the side, they leave a small gate or door open.
人啦，骆驼啦，要通过那个小门才可以进城。
And then this gate is big enough only for a human or a camel to go through.
那这个骆驼要背很多东西。
And the camel has a lot of load on his back.
所以他要穿过那个小门的时候
And so when the camel needs to fit through that narrow gate
他要把他所背的东西都放下来
It needs to, put down everything that it's carrying
然后用爬的才能够爬过那个小门
And it needs to crawl through that small opening
所以骆驼可以穿过那个门
Then therefore, and that's the way, only way that the camel can fit through
但是他的担子要放下来他要爬着过去
But the camel needs to lay down all of its burdenscrawl through this hole.
这个在讲说人进神的国可能了，但是不是这么简单。
So what this is trying to say is that it is possible for humans to enter into the kingdom of God, but it is difficult.
二十六节
verse 26.
主耶稣就对彼得的问题做一个回应。
Jesus replied Peter's question.
说在人这是不能的。但是在神凡事都能。
He said to them, "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible."
所以这告诉我们，要进天国，要神的帮助才有办法。
This tells us that in order to enter into the kingdom of God, we need God's abidance and His help.
那首先我们从十六节来看一个少年的财主。
And if we were to look at verse 16, it talks about a rich young ruler.
请看十六节。
Verse 16.
有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我应该做什么才可以得永生？
But one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
我们看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
这个少年人听见这个话，忧忧愁愁走开，因为他的产业很多。
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
然后在其他的四福音里面有说，他是少年的官。
The other gospel books also describe this young ruler as an official.
所以我们看这个少年人在年纪很轻的时候，他已经很有成就。
So we see that this young man was already very successful at his young age.
他有很多产业。
He has many, many possessions.
而且他也爬到有一个官位。
And he has also ascended into a position of an official.
这个是我们一般人所追求一个目标。
This is something that most of us are pursuing.
就是在很轻年纪轻的时候，我们就有成就，然后在公司里面有一些地位。
Which is that at a young age we strive to have some success and have some kind of position, high position in our work.
就很可能这个少年人是一个很能干、很聪明的人。
So it's very possible that this young man, this young ruler, was very skilled.Full of, was very capable.
所以在年纪轻就能够达到他的目标。
That's why he was able to achieve all of these things that he did at his young age.
但是十六节说这个少年人来问耶稣一个问题。
But verse 16 it says that this young man came and asked the Lord this question.
说我应该怎么做才可以得永生？
What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
为什么他会问这个问题？
Why would he ask this kind of question?
他有钱啊。
He has money.
他很年轻啊。
And he's young.
他也有地位啊。
And he also has a high status.
他为什么问这个问题？
Why would he ask this kind of question?
这就告诉我们。
This tells us.
我们人如果动头脑去想。
If we use our minds to think.
人生再想深入一点。
If we think a little deeper about our life.
难道我一生就是为着保持这个地位在活着吗？
Is, am all I am living for just to maintain my current position?
这个地位有一天会消失的。
And one day, my status or my position will disappear.
难道我一生活着就是为这个钱吗？
Am I living my whole life just for money?
这个也不是我们活着的目的啊。
This is also not a purpose for our living.
然后再从实际生活来想。
And from a practical standpoint,
钱虽然可以买到很多东西。
Even though we can buy many things with money.
但是钱也没有办法买到很多东西。很多东西也钱买不到。
But there are many other things in this world that money cannot buy.
钱买不到平安。
Money cannot buy you peace.
钱买不到幸福的家庭。
Money cannot buy you a harmonious family.
钱买不到智慧跟知识。
Money cannot buy you wisdom or knowledge.
钱买不到人的尊重。
And money cannot buy you earn you respect.
钱买不到你心灵的满足。
And money cannot buy you your your heart satisfaction.
所以这个钱也很有用，但是有时候也很没有用。
So money is good, but other times it's useless.
那地位一高，压力也大。
And once we ascend to a certain status or position, the pressure grows along with it.
那你如果地位一高，人就一直想办法把你拉下来。
Because if you have a high position, you're always worried that someone else would want to top you.
所以也竞争啊，也很厉害。
And so this kind of competition is pretty fierce.
但是更重要就是这个年轻人想到永生。
But the most important thing is that this rich young ruler thought about eternal life.
就是我活着一生，到底我最后是要追求什么？
Which means he's lived his life, but what is he trying to gain in the end of it?
那如果我们一想到这个问题，
And if when we think about this question,
你就发现没有答案。
We'll realize that there's no real answer.
到底我一生我最后的追求是什么？
What is my final pursuit? Or what am I trying to get at the end of this life?
这个人世间没有答案。
There's no answer in this world.
那当我们开始想这个问题，就是宗教的开始。
And when we begin to ponder this question, that is the beginning of our faith.
就是我们需要神，这个问题才能够解决。
And that's why when we realize we need God in order to solve this problem.
所以这个少年人呢，就想到永生。
And that is why this rich young ruler thought about eternal life.
在今生很有成就之后，他就想到那怎么能够得永生。
After he had attained success in this world, thought ahead about how to obtain eternal life. And that is why he came to Jesus and asked him.
那如果这个少年人跑到一般其他教会去,
but if this rich young ruler were to run to go into any other church,
说我怎么才可以得永生呢?
He says, what can I do to inherit eternal life?
一般基督教都用罗马书第十章第十节。
Many churches would use Romans chapter 10, verse 10 to answer him.
我们看罗马书第十章第十节。
Let's turn to Romans 10, verse 10.
第十节,
Romans 10, verse 10.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
这里说怎么可以得救?
Here it talks about how to be saved.
心里相信,
the heart that believes,
口里承认,
the mouth that confesses,
你就可以得救了,
you can be saved.
太简单了,
it's very easy.
心里相信耶稣是救主,
I believe in my heart that the Lord Jesus is our Savior.
我口里承认他是救主,
and I confess with my mouth that He is the Messiah, the Savior.
那我就可以得救,
and then I can be saved.
那如果得救这么简单, 主耶稣就不需要说再神凡事都能。
If obtaining salvation was that easy, then the Lord would not have to say, with God all things are possible.
所以一般基督教界他在讲得救, 就是引用这一节。
So in most Christian denominations, when they talk about salvation, they use this verse in Romans 10.
你心里相信口里承认你就得救了。
If you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth, then you are saved.
但是如果这个慕道者,
but if this person seeking the truth,
再到真耶稣教会来慕道,
they come into the true Jesus church,
我要怎么才得永生?
And they ask, how can I obtain eternal life?
这个真耶稣教会的信徒就会跟他翻另外一节圣经。The
true Jesus church member would flip to another verse in the scriptures.
约翰福音第三章第五节,
this is recorded in John 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章,
John 3 verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在告诉你，人若不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。Jesus
answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
进神的国才能得永生。You can only
receive salvation by entering into the kingdom of God.
因为地上的国没有永生。Because
the kingdom of earth does not have eternal life.
神的国里面没有死亡。
And the kingdom of God does not have death, and therefore it has eternal life.
所以如果你想得永生,
so if you want to receive eternal life,
当然你要心里相信,
and of course you must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth.
但是心里相信,
but believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth is only the beginning.
比方说如果有人问你去圣地亚哥怎么去,
if a person were to ask you, how do I get to San Diego?
你就跟他讲, 上5号 freeway就到了,
you tell them, get on the 5 and you'll be there.
但是你上了freeway还没有到啊，你还开一个多钟头啊。
But when you get on the freeway, you're still not there. You still have to drive about an hour.
那上freeway是对的，这个方向是对的，但是还有一段努力啊。
Of course, getting on the freeway is correct, but you still need to put in more effort.
所以心里相信，口里承认，这没有错，但这只是开始。
And so believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth is not wrong, but it is only the genesis of it.
那开始以后怎么办？我心里相信，我口里承认，那下一步怎么办？
So what's the next step after you believe and confess?
要到主耶稣告诉。
This is coming to where Jesus answers Nicodemus.
就是要从水生跟从圣灵生,
which means you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit.
那从水生是什么?
What does it mean to be born of the water?
就是接受赦罪的洗礼。
It means to receive the baptism that can remiss your sins.
完全照圣经的那个方式的洗礼。
Completely according to what is described in the Bible.
那从圣灵生是什么?
So what does it mean to be born of the Spirit?
就是祷告要求圣灵,
which means that in our prayer, we must ask for the Holy Spirit.
而且要被圣灵充满, 靠着圣灵来改变我们自己。
And we must be filled by it and have it transform our lives.
忽然间我们就发现, 诶, 进天国的门好像窄了一点。
Or we may come to realize that entering into the heavenly kingdom, the door is narrow.
你看保罗到以弗所去,
when we see when Paul went to Ephesus,
第一个问题问什么?
What was the first question he posed?
你们信的时候受圣灵没有?
He says, have you received the Holy Spirit when you believed?
以弗所教会的信徒已经心里相信，口里承认了。
And the believers in Ephesus have already believed in their hearts and confessed with their mouths.
那为什么保罗问他说，你信的时候受圣灵没有?
So why would Paul need to ask them, have you received the Holy Spirit when you believed?
因为得圣灵是进天国的一个证据。
Because receiving the Holy Spirit is the proof of entering into the heavenly kingdom.
所以你要求圣灵。
And so we must ask for it.
那他就想说, 诶, 我没有听圣灵啊, 我没有得过圣灵啊。
And so they answered, well, I have not received it.
那保罗马上想说, 那你受什么洗?
And so Paul immediately asked them, well, what kind of baptism did you receive?
所以不是所有的洗礼都是可以赦罪的。
So not all baptism can remiss our sins.
如果所有洗礼都可以赦罪, 保罗就不需要问你受什么洗礼。
If all baptism can remiss our sins, then Paul does not need to ask, what kind of baptism did you receive?
那他就回答说, 我受是约翰的洗。
And they answered, we receive the baptism of John.
保罗说约翰的洗是悔改的洗。
And Paul said that the baptism of John is a baptism of repentance.
悔改的洗是好的。
And the baptism of repentance is good.
有一个人愿意悔改, 信耶稣这有什么不好?
It is not wrong for a person to want to repent and believe in Jesus.
但是悔改的洗是不够完全。
But the baptism of repentance is not complete enough.
不够完全, 所以祷告得不到圣。
And because it is not complete in a prayer, one cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
所以要再奉耶稣的名给他洗礼一次。
And so he baptized them again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
完全照圣经的方式,
completely according to the method that is described in scriptures.
所以我们就发现, 如果真的要得救,
so we find that if we truly want to be saved,
哎, 我过去哪个教会洗礼过, 那个不是, 那个好, 那个不是,
and so even though you may be baptized in another church, it may be good, but it is not complete.
为什么?
Why?
如果那个洗礼是完全的, 你在那个教会就可以得圣灵。
For if that baptism was complete, then you would have received, you would have been able to receive the Holy Spirit in that church.
但是为什么大部分的基督徒都没有圣灵?
But why is it that many Christians do not have the Holy Spirit?
因为那个洗礼只是悔改, 没有赦罪。
Because that baptism only entails a repentance and not a remission of sins.
所以你到真耶稣教会来,
so when you come into the true Jesus Church,
奉主耶稣的名受洗,
and you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
要全身入浸,
and you have complete full immersion into the water,
方便点水点一点就好,
and we shouldn't just sprinkle water out of convenience.
要在天然的水里面,
but rather in natural living water.
不是说在池这个会堂后面,
not, not in a pool behind the pulpit.
哦, 冬天放暖水, 夏天放冷水, 不是这样,
in the wintertime we heat the water, or in the summertime we cool the water.
哦, 到天然的泉源,
but rather we go into the natural living water.
哦, 所以这个, 这条路就比较不好走啊,
so this path is more difficult to take.
但是以弗所要信徒要洗礼两次啊。
But the believers in Ephesus needed to be baptized twice.
然后祷告才得胜。
And then in their prayer they received the Holy Spirit.
那应该要求圣灵。
And we must ask for the Holy Spirit.
然后跪下来求半个钟头。
We must kneel down and pray for more than half an hour.
有的求好几个月。
And some people even pray for many months.
有的求了好几年。
Some people pray for many years.
为什么?
Why?
因为从圣灵生才可以进神的国。
Because only if we are born of the Spirit, maybe we enter into the kingdom of God.
所以我们就看到进天国的门好像越来越窄。
And so we see that the gate for entering into heaven gets narrower and narrower.
进天国是恩典。
It is grace. It is the grace of God for us to enter into heavenly kingdom.
本来我们是不配的。
Because we were originally unworthy.
主耶稣用他的宝血把这条路铺起来。
But Jesus, with his blood, paved this path for us.
但是要进天国,
but to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we must pay a price.
所以有很多的基督徒一想到进天国是恩典, 就以为我一洗礼, 我就是马上就可以上天国。
And so many Christians think that entering into heaven is grace from God, and so once they are baptized, they can immediately enter into heaven.
点水也可以, 不必得圣灵也可以。
They can be sprinkled with water, they don't even have to receive the Holy Spirit.
生活也不需要改变。
They don't need to change anything in their lives.
我心里相信, 口里承认, 我就上天国。
As long as I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth, I can enter into heaven.
那是对救恩的不完全的了解。
That is an incomplete understanding of the truth of salvation.
所以回到约翰福音3章5节, 就是有两个要件一定要做。
And so we see from John 3:5, there's two important criteria that must be done.
那我在真耶稣教会, 我也受洗了。
And so I have been baptized in the true Jesus Church.
我也得圣灵。
I've also received the Holy Spirit.
那我到底能不能进天国?
So can I really enter into the kingdom of heaven?
那我们今天就回到我们刚刚看的那一段圣经。
And so let's return back to the previous verse we read.
就是马太福音19章。
Matthew 19.
这个少年人问耶稣说, 我做什么才可以得永生?
This in verse 16, the rich young ruler asked, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
我们看主耶稣给他两个条件。
And this, we see that Jesus gives him two criteria.
现在主耶稣没有说要从水生，从圣灵生啊。
Now Jesus did not say you have to be born of the water and of the Spirit.
主耶稣给他两个条件。
But Jesus gave him two things.
你如果要进天国，这两个条件你要做。
And if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must fulfill these two requirements.
我们看17节。
Let's read verse 17.
下半句。
The latter half.
你若要 进入永生, 就应当遵守诫命。
If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
这句话讲得很清楚。
This is very clearly stated.
如果你要得永生,
if you want eternal life,
你要遵守诫命,
keep the commandments.
不是建议啊, 是诫命。
This is not a recommendation, this is a commandment.
建议是说, 我讲一个意见给你, 这样是含有权柄的命令。
But commandments come with full authority.
是你没有办法选择, 你如果要上天国一定要做的。
It means you have no other choice. If you want to enter into eternal life, you must do this.
所以你如果要得永生, 你要守诫命。
So if you want to receive eternal life, you must keep the commandments.
18节,
Verse 18.
还是说那什么诫命?
It says which ones?
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
不可杀人,
you shall not murder.
这是十诫的第六诫。
This is the sixth commandment.
不可奸淫,
you shall not commit adultery, the seventh commandment.
不可偷盗, 是第八诫。
You shall not steal, the eighth commandment.
不可作假见证, 第九诫。
You shall not bear false witness, the ninth commandment.
孝敬父母, 这是第五诫。
Honor your father and your mother, the fifth commandment.
爱人如己, 就是从第五诫到第十诫。
And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is commandments 5 through 10.
所以主耶稣在讲，你如果要得永生，
So Jesus says, if you want to receive eternal life,
你要守诫命，就是十诫。
You must keep the commandments, in other words, the Ten Commandments.
也就是说，我们如果要得永生，生活一定要改变。
Which means if we want to receive eternal life, we must transform our lives.
而且我们道德标准要比别人高。
And our values and morals must be higher than non-believers.
我们不能说啊，我国美国的法律我都没有犯。
We cannot just proclaim that I have not committed anything against the law of the United States, so I'm a good Christian.
美国的法律我都没有犯，这可能是我是美国的好公民。
I'm a law-abiding citizen. That means you're a good citizen.
但是如果我们要进天国，
But if we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven,
要在神的面前守神的诫命。
We must keep God's commandments before Him.
因为这个神的诫命是讲爱。
Because God's commandment encompasses love.
所以我们 要进神的国，道德标准比别人高。
And so in order for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we must have high morals and values.
我们现在看到很多所谓 mega church, 就是很大型的教会。
These days we see several mega churches around the nation.
那有的教会的信徒，现在年轻人看到，哇，那个教会10,000人，那个教会20,000人。
And some young members, when they see those churches, wow, they have tens and 20,000s of members.
所以我们教会也要照着他们那个方式，才能够更多人进来。
And so we must follow their method of worship so that we can invite more people, attract more people to the church.
我们只在表面上在看那个大型的 mega church.
But when we see these mega churches, we only see them from the surface level.
你仔细去研究，或者你看一些人研究过这个 mega church 的人，他写的报告。
If we do a careful analysis or read analysis from people who have studied these mega churches,
这些大型的教会啊，没有在讲十诫啊。
These mega churches do not talk about the Ten Commandments.
为什么？
Why?
十诫一讲，信徒跑光了。
Because once you talk about these commandments, all the members go away.
不可杀人。
Do not commit. Do not murder.
当然我没有杀人。
And of course, I have not committed that.
好。 恨人就是杀人。
Well, okay, but then we take it to a certain extent. Hating someone is the same as murdering them.
圣经这样讲。
This is what the Bible says.
你恨过人吗？
Have you hated someone?
你要从心里面赦免他。
You must forgive them from the bottom of your heart.
因为恨是在黑暗里面。
For hate makes you dwell in darkness.
神是在光明里面。
And God is in the light.
恨里面的人跟神没有相交。
And those who are in hatred have no communion with God.
所以 你如果要进天国,
and therefore, if you want to enter into heaven,
我要跟每一个人都和好,
you must reconcile with everyone.
不简单啊,
and it's not easy thing
现在的人,
to do.
有的人, 他不喜欢, 他就不理你啊,
so these days, if someone doesn't like you, they'll just ignore you.
他能进天国吗?
Can they enter into heaven?
心里没有爱啊,
they have no love inside
天国是神的地方,
them. And heaven is the place of God.
神就是爱,
and God is love.
没有爱的人能够进到神的面前吗?
So a person without love, can they come before God?
哎, 不可堕胎。
And you cannot commit, cannot have abortion.
避孕可以, 不可以堕胎。
Contraception is okay, but you cannot have abortion.
但是你看，所有的美国基督徒分作两半。
But we see the Christians in America are divided into two halves.
一个叫 pro-choice, 肚子是我自己的, 所以我自己可以决定。
One is the pro-choice Christians, which means that they make their own decisions about their bodies.
一个叫 pro-life,
and the other is pro-life.
这个都是基督徒啊。
And these are all Christians.
肚子里面的孩子, 这个生命是神造的。
Okay, the child within them is the life is given by God.
拿掉神造的生命就是杀了。
If you take away the life given by God, that is murder.
所以大型的教会很多的牧师对这些问题都不敢采取立场, 因为一采取立场一般的信徒跑掉了。
So many of the ministers in the mega churches are afraid to take an official stance on these issues because once they do, they may lose a lot of members.
所以我们不要想说那个大型的教会就是成功的就能够让人上天国。
So let us not see these mega churches as being that's the standard of success and that they can all enter into heaven.
很多天国那个窄门的条件他是不敢讲的。
Because many of the narrow the requirements that lead us through the narrow gates, they are afraid to talk about.
那下面一条更难,
and the next is even harder.
不可奸淫,
do not commit adultery.
这一条从大型的教会,
commandment here in the mega churches as well as many of the mainstream churches has been abolished.
因为你一讲很多人有罪恶感,
because once you mention this, a lot of people feel guilty inside them and they stop coming.
那不来就不奉献,
and if they don't come, they don't make offerings.
没有奉献,
and when they don't offer their tithing, when they don't tithe, the church will close down.
所以第七戒不能讲啊,
and so they cannot mention the seventh commandment.
但是我们在真理教习里一定要讲,
but in our church, the True Jesus Church, we must talk about this commandment.
因为我们是要得救,
because we are concerned with salvation.
这个就是条件,
and this is the condition, the requirement given by God.
如果你要上天国,
if you want to enter into heaven,
这个就是代价,
this is the price we must pay.
你愿意付代价, 你就可以上天国。
If we're willing to pay the price, then we can enter.
不错, 心里相信, 口里承认, 这只是开始。
Of course, believing in our heart and confessing with our mouth, this is only the beginning.
那开始以后有诫命啊。
And after the beginning, there are other commandments we must follow.
你要付代价, 你才可以得永生。
We must pay this price in order for us to receive eternal life.
啊,再来,不可偷盗。
And next is, we should not steal.
不可偷盗就是, 不是自己的东西不可以拿。
Which means that things not belonging to us, we cannot take it.
你想想看哦, 如果大家都不拿别人的东西,
and we see if nobody takes anything from anyone else,
那门根本就不要锁,
then we do not even need to lock our doors.
车子要锁, 门两三个锁,
we don't need to lock our cars, we don't have to double bolt our doors in our home.
上网这么多 password, 有时候也忘记了,
and have
password
so many password and accounts online.
这个就是人的弱点, 罪性在哪里,
and this is our human weakness that's revealed here.
如果不可奸淫,
and if we are not to commit adultery,
就没有破碎的家庭,
then there will be no broken families.
就不会有这么多可怜的小孩子,
there will not be so many pitiable children.
如果不可杀人,
if we do not commit murder,
这些律师都失业了,
then all of these lawyers will be out of a job.
监牢的门都打开来了,
and all of the doors in the penitentiaries will be open.
下面不可作假见证陷害的,
and next is that you shall not bear false witness.
特别在 在我们的世界生活的场合里面不可作假见证。
And this is especially true for us in our lives that we cannot bear false witness.
19节,
verse 19.
应当孝敬父,
honor your father and mother.
如果这样实行下来啊,
if we are to do all these,
就是我们古代中国讲的, 大道之行, 天下为公啊, 世界太平啊。
Which means that we're able to do all of these commandments, there will be peace on earth.
所以为什么信耶稣的人这么多, 但是社会家庭这么多问题?
So how come there are so many Christians in this world, yet there are so many family problems in this world?
就是他们心里相信, 口里承认, 但是他们没有守诫命。
We can only attribute it to them believing in their hearts and confessing with their mouths, but not following and keeping the commandments.
所以天国路是窄门,
and the path towards heaven is a narrow path.
你看这个诫命是要守的,
and these commandments must be kept.
那看是20节,
let's read verse 20.
这个少年说, 这一切我都遵守了, 我还缺乏什么?
The young man said to him, all these things I have kept from my youth, what do I still lack?
这个少年也确实是相当好了, 所以这些诫命他都守了。
And this young ruler was an exemplary one because he kept all these commandments.
所以他问你, 主耶稣, 我还缺少什么?
And he says, what do I still lack?
那我们再看21节。
Let's read verse 21.
耶稣说：“你若愿意做完全人，就可以变卖所有，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。然后你来跟从我。”
Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me."
这句话如果照字面来解释
，If we read this literally,
就变成说信耶稣不能够有钱呐。
That means that we should all be those who believe in Jesus should all be poor.
因为主耶稣叫他变卖所有分给穷人。
Because Jesus tells them to go and sell what you have.
但是你看，主耶稣有一些门徒也是财主啊。
But we see that there are many rich people that are among the disciple apostles of Jesus.
主耶稣并没有说你要变卖所有分给穷人。
Jesus didn't tell them to sell all the possessions they have.
可见主耶稣对这个少年人讲是有他的目的的。
And so we see that Jesus has his own purpose in speaking this way to this rich young ruler.
至少有两个原因主耶稣会这样讲。
There's perhaps two reasons why Jesus said this.
第一个
，First，
如果你人生的目标是在天国。
If your life goal is set in heaven,
今天我告诉你，你不但在地上可以富足，你在天国也可以富足。
Then I tell you that not only will you be rich on earth, but you will also be rich in heaven.
我们有的人是从故乡啊，不是在美国生的，是从其他国家移民来的。
Many of us immigrated from other countries to America.
如果你决定住下来，永远不回去。
If you plan to dwell here permanently and never return,
我想有一件事情一定会做。
I think there's one thing that we all do.
就是你把财产都卖掉，搬到美国来。
Which is that you would sell all your possessions from your old home and move it all to your new home.
因为你不回去了。
Because you're never returning.
你就要住在这里到死为止啊。
And you're going to live here until you die.
所以很自然，你财产你又搬到这里来。
And so naturally, you will move all your possessions over to where you are.
那如果我真的要到天国，我不再回来。
And if we truly want to go to heaven and not return,
那我这个财产怎么搬上去呢？
And how do we transport or move our possessions up,
主耶稣就给,
up there?
告诉他一个方法。
And Jesus told him a method.
你变卖所有。
He says, sell what you have.
分给穷人。
And distribute it to the poor.
然后你有财宝在天上。
And you will have treasure in heaven.
那是真正的富足。
And that is true richness and wealth.
那是永远的富足。
And that is eternal wealth.
所以你既然要得永生。
And so if you want to receive eternal life.
主耶稣就要让你在天国很富足。
Jesus will let you become wealthy in heaven.
这是第一个，为什么主耶稣这样讲。
And this is the first reason why Jesus spoke this way.
但是，更重要一个原因。
But even more importantly,
因为主耶稣知道，在这个少年人有一件事情比神还重要。
Because Jesus knew that this rich young ruler saw something that was even more important than God.
什么是偶像？
What is an idol?
在我们的心中生活里面比神还重要就是偶像。
Anything in our lives or in our hearts that we treasure more value more than God, that is an idol.
如果有一件事情比神还重要，有一个人比神还重要，
If there is something or someone that is more important to us than God,
最后他就会因为这一件事情，会因为这个人，他离开神。
Then he will or she will because of this thing or this person in the end depart from God.
所以有的人他信耶稣。
So some people they believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在他的头脑里面，祖先比主耶稣还重要。
But in their minds, their ancestors take precedence over Lord Jesus.
所以他一直不敢洗礼。
And so they do not wish to be baptized.
因为祖先比耶稣还重要。
Because their ancestors take the priority over the Lord.
那天国你就进不了。
And therefore, they cannot enter into the kingdom of
heaven. 所以怎么样才可以进天国？
So how can we enter into the kingdom of heaven?
就是主耶稣最重要。
Which is that we set Lord Jesus Christ as the most, as the center of our life.
他超过一切。
That he surpasses all.
如果有冲突。
And if there's any controversy.
一切都可以洗，都可以放弃。
Then we can let go of anything else.
当我们达到那个程度了
when we achieve that level of faith,
我们愿意付那个代价
we're willing to pay that kind of price,
我们才可以进天国
then we may enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以有时候我们常常发现文化不同要在这个教会存留好像很难
so we, sometimes we see that because of cultural differences it's very hard to worship together in the church.
当然这是不错
And of course, this is not incorrect.
但是讲到最后，还是在我们生命中什么最重要？
But in the end, we must understand what is the most important thing in our hearts.
有时候我们生病要去一个医院。
Sometimes when we fall sick, we have to go to the hospital.
那医院很远。
And the hospital is far.
那个医生也不太亲切。
And the the doctor is not very hospitable.
费用又很高,
and the fees are very high.
但是你知道只有那个医院才能够医我们的病,
but we know that only that hospital can cure us of our disease.
再远,医生再不好, 费用再高, 也会去啊,
no matter how far the hospital is, how rude the doctor is, how high the fees are, we still go.
为什么?
Why?
因为我要病得医治啊,
because we want our disease or our illness to be healed.
如果真的要得永生,
if we truly want eternal life,
这个地方文化不同,
and this place has a different culture,
有一些人我不喜欢,
or there's some people I may not get along with,
我还是会来啊,
I will still come,
因为我要得永生啊,
because I want to receive eternal life.
所以当主耶稣最高的时候,
and when Jesus Christ is at the highest in your life,
那什么都可以牺牲啊,
then you can sacrifice anything else.
那这个少年人不能 得到永生的关键就是有一个比耶稣还重要。
And the reason that this rich young ruler could not receive eternal life is because he had something else that was higher than God.
22节,
Verse 22.
那少年仍旧就忧忧愁愁，因为他的产业很多。
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
所以，在神凡事都能。
So with God, all things are possible.
要进神的国，确实很多困难。
It is indeed very difficult to enter into the kingdom of God.
但是如果主耶稣帮助我们,
but if Jesus is there to help us,
每一个困难都可以克服,
we can overcome any of these difficulties.
我们不但可以上天国,
not only can we enter into heaven,
我们还可以在天国非常的富足,
but we can also be rich in heaven.
唱诗,
let us sing hymn
313.